thrilling way to ring in the holiday season. Ray Vaughan Williams, Hodier, this day. It'll be performed November the 8th at 7 at the First Baptist Church Sanctuary. Kind of ringing in the holiday season a little bit early. And here to share with the joy of the holiday season is Billy Orton, the Artistic Director of the Huntsville Community Chorus. Welcome.
My pleasure to be with you.
It's great to hear this. This piece wasn't that familiar to me. I mean, it's not the Messiah. It's not Vivaldi's Gloria. This is a different animal.
It's not as well known. It's an incredible work, which is why we're doing it. And mm-hmm. we're combining the Huntsville Community Chorus forces with the First Baptist Church Music Ministry forces because you need large forces to do this spectacular mm-hmm. work. And so we're very, very excited on that November 8th, which is a Thursday, by mm-hmm. the way. It's an odd night. Who does a Christmas cantata in November, early November on a Thursday night?
There's almost too much going on in the Tennessee Valley for the holidays.
It is. So we're going to try to get ahead of it, do an opening to the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Living Christmas Tree comes in toward the end of December. And that's always a great highlight. So we're trying to bookend it with mm-hmm. our sanctuary mm-hmm. choir and orchestra and all of that. But the work itself, Vaughan Williams, this work is it's spectacular in some ways in its scope musically, but it's what I love about it is the breadth of the emotion that's in it. It's mm-hmm. it's full of majesty and these, you know, what you just heard, that big festive celebrative proclamation of the word that, in fact, the only Latin word in the whole piece is the first mm-hmm. first song. It's all sung in English because it's all these English texts. But he chose to open with the Latin text, Hodier, this day, mm-hmm. and the proclamation of the birth of Jesus. But the work itself is all English and chorus, soloists, children, mm-hmm. All those entities are singing in English. But what I love is not just the majesty and the celebrative side, it's the mystery. Vaughan Williams mm-hmm. captures the mystery of that birth, and you hear these melodic themes sung and played, which just draw you in, and you're interested.
It's an anthology of musical types and poetry. I was drawn to the poetry of it as an English major.
Yes, and we'll come back to that in a mm-hmm. second. But this word anthology, that's a good word because it's Vaughan Williams. This was his last big work mm-hmm. of his career. He was in his 80s. He composed this in his 80s. And so it was near the end of his life, and he brought to bear such a wide span, an anthology, if you would, of his musical creativity. He went back to some of the things. In fact, the idea for this concert began when I first learned the C Symphony. Mm-hmm. And we did that with HSO, we being the Huntsville Community Chorus. And as I was learning C Symphony, I thought, wow, this reminds me a lot of Hodier. Mm-hmm. And then so I began to look into it further, and the C Symphony he wrote probably 40 years earlier. But there were some of the recurring feel and themes. Of course, Vaughan Williams has a remarkable signature through all the decades of his life. But some of these themes, and particularly the orchestration and the color in the orchestration that I was hearing from HSO and the color that I knew was in Hodier, I began thinking, why are these two linked? And I've, you know, 50 years apart, he just kind of came back full circle, and mm-hmm. he brought in a lot of his impressionistic side as well as his very simple lines in this as well.
And it begins with a grand fanfare, but it doesn't maintain that level of energy and volume throughout the entire piece. Let's listen to a different example of the type of music that we'll hear.
Oh.
A Quiet Moment in Rayfawn Williams' Hodier. You can hear the whole thing performed live on a Thursday evening at 7 p.m., November 8th at the First Baptist Church Sanctuary, a beautiful place to be with or without music. But we'll be hearing the wonderful music of Rayfawn Williams. My guest is Billy Orton, who's very excited to be presenting this piece.
I'm very excited to be presenting this piece. I was first acquainted with it when I was a college student. I was lucky enough. I was at Western Kentucky University in my choral conductor program that work. I had never heard or seen anything like it. And we did not do it with orchestra. We did it with two pianos and percussion. But alongside some other works by Vaughan Williams in the same night, and fell in love with it. So then you fast forward ahead 30 years, and I have a chance in when I lived in Fairfax County, Virginia, to conduct it. Mm-hmm. And I conducted it there, fell in love with it again. I'm thinking, this is a tremendous work. And so here I am in Huntsville 20 years later, and I'm ready to do it with these forces at First Baptist and Huntsville Community Chorus. I was amazed to find out that this actually, I don't think, is the first performance of the work in the city. I thought it would be the first performance, but I had someone come to me about 3 weeks ago and said, you know, I think we did this with Marx Pales.
Wow, that's before my time.
And I knew Marx. Uh-huh. I knew Marx, but I never played under his direction, but he played underneath mine. He came and played 1 year in the orchestra for the Living Christmas Tree, and what a prince of a man. But apparently he had the foresight. So when he programmed it in 1972, 73, that was less than 20 years since it had been written.
Wow,
so
it's hard to imagine.
It had been premiered in 1954 in England, and there Marx was doing it in Huntsville with they pulled together singers from everywhere, and I'm sure the players from the orchestra. So they did it, but nobody remembers it. I can't find any program. I can't find the scores. But so when we programmed, I thought, this is the Tennessee Valley needs to hear this work. It's that good.
And listeners in the Tennessee Valley are fortunate that we have the level of talent that we do, orchestrally and vocally.
Yes.
Let's talk about those soloists.
And our soloists are our special guests. The name Tiffany Bostic Brown, who is our soprano, will be familiar to many listeners to this show.
And if she isn't, she should be.
Yes, she should be. Wonderful soprano on the faculty at UNA, sings around the area. The tenor is Scott Cameron. Scott is a singer from Dallas, Texas, fantastically versatile. He just finished doing an incredible recital of Bach arias and Handel. And in Dallas, he sings church concerts. He sings community group concert oratorios. He's very comfortable with oratorios, oratoria. And then he's an art singer. Mm-hmm. So Scott will bring this tenor sound that Vaughan Williams wrote. Scott's voice, in my opinion, will bring to life that sound as maybe close to what Vaughan Williams heard in his head. Mm-hmm. And then our baritone is, of course, Terrence Brown.
Oh, he's so good.
On the faculty at UNA, baritone conductor, singer, administrator there. He helps with the department work at the university, and a great friend. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, my first connection with Terrence and Tiffany were when we did the Sea Symphony with Gregory and HSO, and the singers they used included, well, the two soloists were Terrence and Tiffany, and I had never met them, and I'm at the first rehearsal with them, and they begin to sing, and I stop what I'm doing, and I look over, who are these people? Uh-huh. And so Terrence and I have become friends, and he reminds me of his mentor and my great friend, Alvy Powell, sings with the U.S. Army Chorus, and Alvy's been in our city, and then they're both make great porgies for Porgy and Bess, but Terrence has modeled his sound, apparently, after Alvy somewhat. Alvy was George Bush's favorite soloist back in the day. But Terrence brings this power and breadth and depth of the voice that Vaughan Williams wrote for the baritone solo. So this movement we're getting ready to hear right now is such an audience-friendly movement because it tells a picture and sound of the of the wise men, the three kings who travel to come to see the baby Jesus. And so the work opens with from a distance with the orchestra almost like marching along, and you hear the sounds of the east, and the orchestra plays an extended introduction, and then the choir comes in about the kings, and then in the middle, each of the soloists take a turn singing about gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
We couldn't fade this passage out because it's just so descriptive. It tells such a wonderful story from Hodie.
It does. It does. It's toward the end of the work as well. The work itself lasts about 50, 55 minutes. And then we'll do a couple numbers beforehand with the chorus, a chamber chorale group, and the orchestra will do an excerpt from the Corelli Christmas Concerto, mm-hmm. and the singers will sing Aloha Rose in a setting of Père Sonnet Hodie. So all that will happen. Then we go into the Hodie, and then it lasts 55 minutes. So this piece, Vaughan Williams knew what he was doing in terms of structuring a work, because this is. Perhaps the big musical climax of the piece, and he saved it toward the end, mm-hmm. and then he fades out, and then the reflection continues with using the great poetry.
Billy Orton and I were talking off the air about how this piece wasn't, I guess audiences didn't know what to make of it when it premiered in the 50s.
Yeah, it got mixed reviews. I think some were, they didn't know what to expect from Vaughan Williams in mm-hmm. his 80s, and he'd been writing, his style adjusted over the years. And with this piece, though, he went back and gathered some of his techniques from earlier in his career and from the middle part of his career and then from the end of his career. There's moments of Debussy and Ravel in it. There's moments of just raw power. And there's moments that remind you of C Symphony and Fantasia on a theme of Talus. And there's moments that remind you of his big bombastic symphonies.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of something for everyone, and lots of people involved in this. We mentioned the soloists, Tiffany Bostick Brown and Terrence Brown, and you have great things to say about Scott Cameron. Plus, we have a children's chorale.
Yes. In fact, an important part of the oratorio, or he called it a Christmas cantata, Vaughan Williams did, Odier, an important component is this, and I met with the children last night. They're the glue. Mm-hmm. They are singing in recitative style. The passages from Luke 2, which tell the story.
That we all know, yeah.
Yeah, we all, and we've recited those as children, and mm-hmm. that's how we learned them. So in Vaughan Williams' mind, he had this English boy choir tradition in his mind, and he used them in masterful ways. And the children are singing arguably as difficult a music for them in places as what the adults are singing. Lee Hoppe with the HCC Children's Chorale has been shaping them as well as, and she is also with our Children's Choir at First Baptist. But Lee's done a great job. The children are singing these difficult lines with such clarity and beauty. They're the thread mm-hmm. for the cantata.
Thank you.
Morton is providing a fascinating play-by-play of Ray Fawn Williams' Hodier. Tell me what you're saying about the strings and the organ and the children and the tenor.
Well, you heard the children just now sing the in recitative style, the words from the Book of Luke. Very straightforward, you know, just the facts. Mm-hmm. And they're singing those. And then when the words of the angel begin to enter, you hear the strings come in, you know, which is real light tremolo, and the winds come in with this mysterious theme, and it's the mystery of the angelic appearance that Vaughn Williams captures as well as I've ever heard it captured, mm-hmm. and that halo effect is what other composers, Bach, Schütz, have used for similar when they sang the words of Jesus, the holiness would be denoted by the orchestration underneath it. Vaughn Williams was very familiar with Bach's Passions, and so there's a lot of parallels in this work.
Vaughn Williams' Hodier This Day will be performed at 7, November the 8th. That's a Thursday at the First Baptist Church Sanctuary on Governor's Drive. You can't miss it. It's always a pleasure to speak with Billy Orton. Anything you need to add about this amazing work that you're about to present?
Do not miss it. It's an odd night. It's just an odd night, a Thursday night in early November for a Christmas work. But you will be so glad you came because it's extraordinary. In every possible way. The performing forces are extraordinary. The texts span several centuries. Great, great poetry. But the music itself represents the culmination of Ray Fawn Williams' career. It's worth hearing a work that nobody knows.
And it's open to the public, as we say.
Open to the public.
You don't need a ticket. Plenty of parking there at First Baptist. You can get more information at thechorus.org or by calling 256-533-6606. Great talking to you, Billy. Thank you.
Thank you.